All right, here we go. Monday afternoon, right? How's everybody doing out there? Sorry about the weird start with the black screen there. We were doing some uploading of some videos and working on a few things. So it looks like I got a rooster tail up here. Look at this. It's like, all right, Hannah, time for you to cut my hair again. All right, anyway. Looks like a big old, like a rooster. Anyway, but, anyway, so hope you're all doing well here. This is really going to be interesting today, for sure. And I haven't showed, have we even, Luke, is this video is not online yet, right? We have not put this video online yet. Is my volume low? I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't know. I'm in the red over here. Doesn't look low to me. Is it to you? No. Yeah. No, it's not low. Turn yourself up. It's you, it's not me. I'm fine. Right, Luke? Anyway. All right. The music is not louder than me, I assure you of that. Anyway, well, wow. Every time we go, there is a spirit that of oppression that is over that city. I mean, it's always been sinful, but something changed with Floyd and all the things that went on. And the riots and the spirit that is over that city is unbelievable. And I'm going to bring you a video and I'm going to show you the differences in what the world and even what these transgenders call love. And what we know to be true about love. I think I could just move this off when I'm ready. Let me see if that works. Yep, I can. Okay. There we go. I could just move it away. Just like that. Wow, that's cool. Okay. So, Deuteronomy chapter 13. The Lord showed me some things here. I was going to review this video today, and then I'm just doing my normal Bible study that I do in the morning. And I came to a place, Deuteronomy 13, and he starts talking about false prophets, and eventually the prophecy is really dealing with the future false prophet. But there's something else here that we learn in this chapter. And there's a spirit of deception that's being talked about in Deuteronomy 13. Incidentally, Deuteronomy 13 helps you to understand Revelation 13. As you move forward to Revelation 13, you'll start to see, oh, that's what he was warning about in Deuteronomy 13. That is what he was warning about. That's the warning that Moses was giving through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, warning us about those spirits of the prophets. And there is a spirit that these prophets have. It's the same spirit that these transgenders have. It's a perverse spirit. And they have a perverse understanding of what love is. They don't know what love is. they have a version of love. But you know what? I got to digging a little bit deeper, and the Lord showed me that Jesus was talking about this too. And he warned about it. And he warned about being his disciple. So I'm going to read you part of this, and you're going to understand kind of where I'm going with this. That delusion. And then we'll get to the video, and then we'll bounce back around. Let me get this on Facebook here. Let me make friends and influence people there. You know, I could have called this the attack of the killer trannies. You know, like the attack of the killer tomatoes. But that'd have been weird. That'd have just been weird. So, what's that? Yeah. So, we're going to start with some scripture here. I hope you all had a good weekend. I kept busy the whole time. I don't know what you were doing. In the words of some folks that I heard, I don't know what's the matter with you. But I was doing fine. What's the matter with you? Anyway. I hope you're ready to have some fun. Carl's not here, so we'll have a lot of fun without Carl. I don't know where he's... He's in parts unknown somewhere, just like wandering around strange countries out in the middle of nowhere. Right? So, parts unknown. We don't know what he's doing. Nobody knows. Maybe he really is locked in the basement. Look, Brandon, don't get all emotional on me and say you miss you miss Carl. I'm kidding. Sort of. Okay, you ready? I hope you're doing... Brother Brandon, I'm going to call you this week. We're going to talk sometime. So, look, Brandon, that picture you have of me, I'm 30 pounds fatter in that picture. We really need a new picture, man. I've lost 30 pounds since you were here. All right, anyway, Deuteronomy chapter 13. Let's get to it here. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder... Look at what he says here. He is telling you that they are going to give you a sign and wonder, that they're going to be able to do that. They're going to be able to give you a sign and a wonder. And the sign or the wonder come to pass. So it's going to happen. Whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. See, that's what the Antichrist and the false prophet does. Let me show you. He gives a real sign and a lying wonder. But false prophets, they use signs and lying wonders to get you to serve other gods. Do you understand that? That's what they do it for. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, Why is the sign given? The sign is given to get you to worship. To get your eyes off of the King James Bible and get you to worship another God. So they're going to do signs and lying wonders. Because they have the spirit of lying. They have that false spirit. So everything they say is mingled with falsehoods. I didn't say everything they say is false. I said they have the spirit of false behind them. A fraudulent counterfeit spirit. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb for the slain for the foundation of the world. Look what it says. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound of by a sword, and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. It's worship. The signs, lying wonders. The signs, lying wonders, and miracles are done to promote a false worship. But I'm really not going to focus on that today. Although I was thinking about it, but I'll save that for another teaching down the road. Right? But there's something that stuck out more. And I'm going to show you that. That truly did go along with our video today of the street preaching in downtown Minneapolis. Downtown SmackDown. Only on OPBC Online. Debuting first here. On OPBC Online. Okay? Something stuck out more, though, to me. And it began to click with me. When you see the video, you'll understand it. But we'll start it, then we'll go back and forth to the scriptures. Back to Deuteronomy 13. Look what it says here. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him. Nor hearken unto him. Neither shall thine eye pity him. Neither shalt thou spare. Neither shalt thou conceal him. But thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Now we understand that was the age of the law. This is the age of grace. However, there are some important pictures there that Jesus teaches the spirit of that command is to be followed today. I did not say the physical command is the physical is to be followed. No, I'm going to show you how Jesus teaches us a principle here about dealing with true love versus antichrist love. And I'm going to show you what God showed me here. And again, we don't believe in harming anyone, and I'll show you from the scriptures. But, you know, we don't believe in harming one hair on anyone's head. In fact, you're going to see we're not violent. They're violent. Are you ready? Hope you're ready. Now, man, I should show you another video quickly so you can see this real quick. I think I can, yeah, I can move this screen over. Let me show you this. The end of this one video is it Jesus Life Matters? I think it's that one. Yep, because you'll see at the end of it. Hang on a second. This is a short 1 minute video. But what I'm about to show you is going to be this gang of trannies that the tranny train. That's what I'm going to show you. The tranny train that came after us. Right? And then I'm going to show you them on video. And then I'm going to show you what they did and the whole conversation. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me, okay? Stay with me. I'm not rambling. I'm really going somewhere with this. I'm trying to set it up for you so you understand. Here we go. You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what life matters more than anybody's? Christ's life. Christ died on the cross for sinners, and His life matters above all other lives. Why is that? Because He is King of Kings and He is Lord of Lords. I think it's important that you get this on tape to this person. This Metro Transit worker right here hates the gospel, has a BLM mask on, and tried to tell me to quit preaching. I can't tell you how much I really want you to stop doing this. So, I told that thing that it should do its job. And it should not tell me what to do because I'm doing my Father's work. And they ought to go about to do the business that they are there to do. They work for somebody. They're not there to tell me to stop preaching. So that's what I said. That's working over here thinks it's their business to tell me to stop preaching the Word of God. Well, it's not their business to tell me what to do. They ought to go do their job. And I'm doing mine. Christ sent me into the world to preach the gospel, and that's why I'm here preaching it. It's because we love the Lord above all else. And we love your souls. That's right. We love you enough to tell you. Yeah, I do. I love you enough to tell you about Jesus Christ who died on the cross for your sins. That's why. That's why we come. Here you go. In comes the first transgender. This is actually a boy. Now, it looks like a girl, sort of, but it's actually a boy. That's right. Here's another one. Gang of sods, or gang of trannies, or if you prefer, the tranny train. I don't know what you want to call them. There's another one. That's a boy.
We come because...
I think that's the dude that gets the smackdown. Okay? So... Ronald... Yeah, we preach the gospel here, so I appreciate it, but we do understand what the gospel is. Our whole ministry is designed to preach the gospel to lost sinners. We go out in the street and preach it to them there. I preach it online here, and I preach it in the assembly when the saints meet together. So I appreciate you giving us a gospel witness, but we do preach the gospel here. We do understand what the gospel is. Thank you. OK. Okay. So, we're going to get this video started here. Now, as you can see over here, this is all boarded up from the last riot that took place. When Breonna Taylor was, when the cops that dealt with her were not arrested and hanged in public like they wanted it, they decided to riot here and to bust everything up. And that's what they did. They busted. This was in between the times that we went down there. We were down there about a month ago. So in between that, they had a riot the next day. They had a riot down there. And somebody died down there. So we're preaching on this corner. Here comes the transgender. And he's mad. Okay, he's upset. And you're going to see the manipulation and the fake love versus true love. And then I'm going to switch back over to the scriptures and show you exactly what this person is doing. It's the exact same thing that other lost people do that are in your life. It's a perverse view and a perverse understanding of what true love is. But it's one that the world pushes. It pushes it when we're out in evangelism and we're evangelizing the world. They push that. Right? Your friends and your family do the same thing to you. And I'll show you that. Okay? Let's see. I think that's here probably. So let's get started here.
What you say, and what else does it say in the Bible? It says if you,
God will never
it says in the Bible, if you tell somebody you're going
God,
to hell,
God,
you are going
God
to hell.
Had to die.
You, who are you to judge anybody?
God died.
Who are you to judge anybody? Except she's over there, or he, I'm sorry. I get it confused. He is judging us. These two are a very mixed up couple of people. This is a boy dressed like a girl, and this is a girl that wants a relationship with a boy that is actually dressed up like a girl. Okay. Ronald, I don't know if you're trying to take away from this broadcast, but I'm going to ask you to quit commenting on my thread. Because I'm trying to teach some people something here, and it seems like you're trying to interrupt it. So I would just ask you to stop doing that. Before you save me the sanctimonious, but I'm only sharing the gospel, what's wrong with you? Why don't you want me to do that? Well, Ronald, you have a channel, and you can go do that there. And I appreciate the fact that you want to do that, but I think you're trying to take away from what I'm trying to do here. So I would ask you to stop doing that. That's what I would ask you to do. Anyway, okay, so what's going on here is this is one mixed up couple of kids. This is actually a boy. This is actually a girl. This girl might think she's a lesbian because she's with this man that's dressed like a woman. You get it? And this is a boy that really badly wants to be a girl, but is not a girl. That's what's going on. So we have the facts straight here, okay? I didn't know this was a boy right away. I know I probably should have, but I didn't. But you also, okay, in comes another really super scary transgender tranny train, scary, crazy, filled with devil, demonic, psycho, right there. There's a gang of them down there. So what I'm trying to tell you is the whole day we were down there, which was only about 2.5 hours probably or something like that, 2 hours, I don't know how long it was, because it was getting close to dark and we're like, yeah, it's time to get out of here. But what you have to understand about this video, there's a spirit down here right now. Before it was BLM and it was Antifa. No, Jared, it's not weird. This is a broadcast here. This is a broadcast here for a reason. And I'm trying to teach a lesson here about Christ's love versus the love of the world. That's the point of it. And for some reason, you want to stop it. I think that's weird. I think it's weird. So, Jarrett, you don't have to like it. If you don't like it, hey, I got something for you. Why don't you lump it? You don't have to like it. You can lump it. It's not your broadcast. It's what God's given me to give to others, and that doesn't really have anything to do with you. So that's the way it goes. For some reason, you don't want this to get out. It's kind of weird.
No.
Okay, so now what you're going to see. Now what you're going to see right here is all of these transgenders are going to attack my son pretty much. That's what they're going to do. They're going to come after him now. Okay? Let me see here. I'm going to show you a Bible verse for that. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. The perverse spirit that these people have hunts for the precious life. That's what happens. That's what happens. And you're going to watch it happen here. And they're going to show you their perverse understanding of what love is. That's what they're going to show you. As if I'm going to take parental instructions from a bunch of lunatic, devil-possessed transgenders. Who are going to explain to me what love is.
That's your son?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this question then.
Okay.
If your son was to turn gay, how would you feel?
I would tell him the truth of what God's word says.
And then you wouldn't
Okay, so you see that? I would tell him the truth of what God's word says. That's what I said to him. That's example A of what true love is. that's the first example of what true love is. Do you see these people in my face? This is my GoPro, and they are right up on me. And why is that? Because I just told them what true love is, and they're against it. So this drunk, crazy guy, which you're going to see what he does, by the way. You kept that in there, right, Luke? What he said to me. You kept it in there, right? What he said to me about wanting to fight and all that? Okay, good. Yeah. We bleeped out the cuss words for you. So this is a nice, clean video without the cuss words. All right? Well, as clean as a video with a train of trannies could be, anyway. A train of psycho trannies. All right. You ready? Here we go. So, this caused them to blow up. And I told them what true love was. What if your son came to you and told you that? Well, I tell my son very plainly what God says about it. Jarrett, goodbye. You're too, Jarrett, I'm going to tell you something. You're too afraid to witness to people like that. I'm going to tell you that right now. When you say comments like that, well, let them just be reprobate and let them just die. It's because you're afraid. You are a spiritual fraidy cat. That's what that is. Because people use that as an excuse. Oh, cast not your pearls before the swine. Great, so I can just stay home, kick my feet up in the air, and watch the whole world go to hell and not witness to these people. But you know what? People like you will criticize me for preaching hard to these people when you won't even get off the couch to preach to people like this. You wouldn't cross the street to preach to people like this. You wouldn't put yourself in danger to preach to people like this. But they need the gospel. Nobody will tell them the truth. They're going to die and go to hell because of people like you.
You want to accept him. Because that's unfair. That's
no,
unfair.
I won't accept.
You know who I get more mad at than I do these people? These people said everything under the sun to me and I didn't even get excited. You know what gets me excited? Christians that talk like that. Christians that just give up the fight and say, I'm not going to fight for this anymore. I'm not going to go try to reach these lost people. Look how gross and wicked and disgusting they are. I'm not going to preach the gospel to these transgenders. I'm not going to tell them the truth. Let's just let them all go to hell. Yeah, that's the spirit of Christ, isn't it? I'm sorry, but I'll take what I'm doing by God's grace over what you're doing any day of the week, okay? I'll go out to the depths and to the edges of hell to reach them while you sit and criticize me for it. That's fine with me. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But I'm just going to tell you the truth. Don't use the excuse of Scripture and say, well, they're all reprobates, so we don't have to witness any of them. We'll just watch the whole world go to hell. Not me. Nope. I'm going to go out there and tell them the truth right to their face.
Okay, God accepts everybody. You sin every day when you lie.
Okay, did you see what they said? God, look how close they are to me. God accepts everybody. Amen, Geoffrey. Now, I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you're in the fight and you understand it. Okay, I want you to look at this. We are absolutely surrounded by a gang of trannies. And this guy. Now, here's the thing. God accepts everybody. They say God accepts everybody. No, God doesn't accept everybody. See, that's not God's love. That's not God's love. It isn't. I'm going to show you what God says about his love and what true love is. See, what they're preaching and teaching, they have a false spirit. That same spirit in Deuteronomy 13 that says, I'm your family. You're supposed to love me. No, what you're asking me to do is to love you over loving God. I'm going to show you this in the scriptures. Here's what they're doing. And here's what your family will do. And here's what Jesus warned about. They're going to ask you to love them over God. They're asking you to commit idolatry. That's what they're asking you to do. And what do? They use emotional, manipulative pleas to get you to do that. Watch how they do it. What it sounds like Samson. I'm just going to watch how they do it. By the way, you'll be able to watch this video without me interrupting it. Also, it'll be uploaded. What are we going to call it, Luke? Luke, what are we going to call that video when we upload it? We're going to call it Transgender Fruits of Confusion. That's what we're going to call it. But anyway, so you'll be able to watch the video in its entirety at that time. But I'm going to explain it to you.
God accept everybody. God accept everybody. God accept everybody. You know what I'm saying? God accept everybody. Man, shut the f*** up, bro.
See how he's showing me his love? Look how he's showing me his love. Man, that's your love? Yeah. Shut the blankety blank up. Watch.
Up. You're not talking, man. God accept everybody.
Let me blow you. God's not white.
I agree.
God's not white. I never said he was. What's their point? Jesus isn't white. Well, I don't have a problem with that because I never said he was white. I never said he was. Look, God's not white. Okay, thanks.
He's not white either.
God accept everybody, man.
I agree.
No yeah. matter what.
I don't disagree with that.
No matter what. So you saying that homosexual and all that knock your out, bro.
I haven't said anything.
I'll knock you the
Don't touch him. He's not doing nothing.
I didn't say anything.
He's standing here.
See, he's going to knock me out. He kept saying, I'm going to knock you out. Man, I'm going to knock you out.
I never had an opportunity to know the truth. But the Bible continues to say, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful, for knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death.
I'm not going to do anything.
Not only do the same, but have the pleasure in them that do him. God is a holy God. God is a holy God. And you knowing your sin before a holy God.
Okay, so here's where he jumps on my son and grabs the pole away from my son. Right? And my son, he's young, you know. And I told him, I said, son, don't fight him for it. Just let him have it. Yeah, just let him have the banner. Don't worry. I'll get it back. Don't worry. I'll get it back. Right?
But the Bible continues to say,
so here, what do they do with their love? This is their love.
Standing, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and...
He's talking, Andrew is preaching Romans chapter 1 right here, and all Andrew is doing is reading the scriptures, and they're living them out in front of us. Like, literally. Living them out in front
unmerciful
of us.
Unmerciful. Please don't do that. For knowing the judgment of...
So I asked him, please don't do that. By the way, we prayed before we got out there, and we always do, but we prayed before we got out there, and I prayed, Lord, help us not to hurt anybody. You know, we prayed that they wouldn't hurt us, but we prayed also, Lord, help us not to hurt anybody. And God gave me such a peace and a comfort out there and a calmness that though they wanted to provoke me, they couldn't. God didn't let them. They just couldn't provoke me.
God, what you gonna do?
That they which commit such things are worthy of death.
I'm not going to do anything.
Not only do the same, but have the pleasure in them that do him. God is a holy God. God is a holy God. And you, knowing your sin.
By the way, no police around anywhere. Not even there. Not even there at all to try to help us. Or to be a presence there. Not at all.
Before a holy God.
I'm going to hold it for him. I'm going to hold it for him.
Please stop.
Do that.
Stop.
Don't you do that.
He said, look, nigga, I'm going to knock you out. That's what he said. I'm just quoting him. Everybody going to tell me I'm a racist, but I'm just quoting him. Isn't that right, Luke? He just kept telling me he's going to knock me out.
I'm going to hold it for him. I'm going to hold it for him.
Please stop.
Do that.
Stop.
Don't you do that.
He said, don't you do that, nigga. Don't you do that. I'm going to knock you out.
Faithful to everybody here today. God's word is unfaithful. Saying to us, the Bible says in chapter 2, for you are an excusable man.
We don't want to fight with anybody.
For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest.
I know, we're not here to fight anybody.
If you let yourself with the true gay.
Okay, so here's where they do the emotional plea. That's the half-mile hailer that's kind of, in it. There's interference there. But here's the emotional plea, the manipulation that's going to come. By the way, Jesus warned of this. I'm going to show you. Jesus warned of this. Okay? So we'll go to the scriptures here. Let's see. Let me see what Bible verse I want to go to. Oops, not that one. Let's see. Find the Bible verse here. Luke. We'll go to Luke chapter 9. Because here's where they try to change the definition of love. Right? I think it's here. Let's see. Well, nope, that's not the right one. Matthew 10:37. Sorry. That's a different one. I'm going to get to that in a second. Matthew 10:37. Check this out, because this is what they are doing. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Now, you understand this one thing. What is Jesus saying? You are not allowed to love others more than you love me. What does that mean? I'm not allowed to hearken unto the voice of my son, of my daughter, of my wife, of my friends, of anybody else. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm to love God. I'm to love the Lord above all those people. Because here's what Jesus said. I believe it's Luke. Let's see. Let's see. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. But he says it another way, too. He says it in Luke chapter, let's see, 14, I believe. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother, his wife, his children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. What's being said here? Here's what's being said here. Jesus is saying that your love comparatively is to be so great to me that others will think you hate them. That doesn't mean we're mean to them, we abuse them, we're unkind to them. No, it means that we love God supremely, and when we're asked to compromise our love for God, we say, no, I cannot do that. And that's what devils, and that's what lost people, and that's what your compromising family and others will ask you to do. And when they do that, they are no different than this. When they're asking you to sin against God and come between your relationship with God and get you to defy God, they are telling you that you hate them because you won't. And in a sense, they're right, but not the way they think. We don't hate them that wish, we don't wish harm on them. We don't want to see them die. We don't want to see bad things. We don't hate them like that. Like their definition of hate. But our love for God is so much greater.
And he likes me. So that makes an exception of you not to accept him as your son. That you.
I didn't say he wouldn't be.
And right about now, my son is like not happy with this conversation. He just does not like this conversation that's happening here. And I got to tell you, my young boy. My young son, young man, not young boy, but he's a young man. My son at 15 years old, that class is the most hated group in the world. Do you understand that? They hate him. They absolutely hate him. Not because they know him, but because of what he represents. They hate it already.
My son.
I have a question. Okay, but you
what's the difference
like
between stealing and being gay?
One is a sin against nature, the Bible says.
She didn't know what to say when I told her. It's because one is a sin against nature. That's why. That's the difference. God didn't rain down fire and brimstone from heaven because somebody stole. No, it was the height of rebellion and perversion. And that's why he did. The height of it. The height of pride is gay pride. It's the absolute height of pride. You'll see no more prouder people than those that are sodomites.
No, but listen here. Look what you're not getting
that you wrong. You wrong. You wrong.
Well, you asked me what the difference was, and I was just telling you.
A sin is a sin. They're all the same.
But there are sins.
Yeah, no, they're not all the same. They're clearly not. Let me show you that. Jesus answered, thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. there are greater sins, and there are sins unto death. So there are greater sins. Again, the Word of God is our authority of faith and practice. The Word of God is what we hold to.
It's against nature.
God died on the cross for... God died on the cross for my sins, for me.
See, now what you're going to see... What you're going to see here is these transgenders that are trying to preach a gospel to us is their version of love. But God's version of love says, if you love me, keep my commandments. God's love found in the Bible is holy. God's love is a holy love. Jesus Christ is first the King of righteousness, then he is the King of peace. But you're going to find out that all this confusion that they have here, and remember what they said? Remember what that guy said? I'm going to beat you. He said it over and over again. He was going to knock me out. He was going to do all this stuff to me. Well, God turned their own confusion back on their own heads.
For me, not for you. Well, he did die for you too, yeah, but he died for me.
Well, I'm not doing anything. Why do you want to fight me? I didn't say anything.
Because y'all disrespectful as y'all preach God.
I'm disrespectful? I don't remember ever raising my voice this entire conversation. I never said anything rude to them. I was calm. And I was completely kind. Right? Didn't say anything. That is a guy. I didn't say anything rude. I just told him the truth. I was mellow. Meek. Kind.
Let me ask you, how you preach God, but you don't love everybody?
Wait, how do you preach God? You don't love everybody. Like Erica Badu, you don't love God? What's wrong with you? No, that's just it. I do love God. And because I love God, I love you the proper way. Do you understand that? If I love God rightly, in the right way, then I love man the right way. I love my fellow man the way that God says I should, but my love to God always dictates my love to man. Okay, let me show you that. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Love to God is first. Let's see. I think it's in here. Let me find it. Here it is right here. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, you must not be loving those when you had put the Sadducees to silence, Jesus. You're not loving like God. See what I mean? But what did Jesus say? My love to God is first. And if my love to God, if my love to God offends you, because it's according to the scriptures, not anything else, not sinning, not living wickedly, not abusing that, but if I love the Lord my God, and I obey Him and follow Him, and His Word, rightly divided and understood, and that offends you, my love to Him is to be greater. So that if you think I hate you because I won't give in to you, right? Then, that's the way it goes.
I do.
How you preach God, but I love everybody.
Can I ask,
I'm going to be in
how are you going to preach God and then you don't, well, I preach God according to His Word. That's how I preach God. I don't preach God according to your understanding and your view. Right?
Ask me a question. Bring your legs out. Pray to God.
So, what happened over here is, here's another thing that happens. Aaron being in a wheelchair, they attack him right away because he can't walk. Well, he can walk, actually, but he can't walk, like, long stretches or whatever. So, the spirit that's in them always attacks. Right? Here's the spirit that attacks somebody in a wheelchair. Why? Because that's the spirit they have. They call that love.
He said
that's the Holy Spirit in me. That transgender said, that's the Holy Spirit in me. Do you see and understand the absolute wickedness and debauchery of those people? How deceived they are by a spirit of deception? How wicked and twisted they are? Guys, don't get caught up in the comment section. Try not to. Try to pay attention, okay? Just try to pay attention. Don't get caught up in your own comments. Okay? Don't worry about that stuff. Just try to pay attention to the lessons here, okay? You don't got to defend yourselves. Just try to listen, okay?
Back up.
That's the devil.
So I had to get Aaron backed up because he's just a target for him. When those people turn, they are just wicked. They're mean. So, you gotta get them away. because he's just a target.
If
you're going to talk about God, talk about him right. Well, we did. Everything was the scriptures. And they couldn't handle it. They can't handle it. You watch how crazy their spirits get. They go crazy. They can't handle it. Okay, so basically, here's what, and thank you for bleeping that out, Luke. I appreciate it. Here's what she said, only a lot raw and a lot worse. And my son didn't really catch on to it, so it's fine. Like the exact wording or whatever, which is okay. But they assumed, or what they said was, it doesn't look like your son's sleeping with anybody. Right? Basically, he's not a fornicator. I'll put it in biblical terms. Well, no, thank God he's not. We want to see him walk down the aisle and marry one woman, amen, and be pure and be married to her the rest of his life. That's what we're training him for. So I'm glad you noticed. I'm glad you noticed that he doesn't look like a whore or run around like a whoremonger, or he's not interested in your lifestyle. I'm not bragging. He hasn't lived his life yet. What I'm saying is that they notice it. They notice it. And they attack it. They attack it. And I'm going to tell you what. I got my ideas of why Satan always attacks him. Like that. But we'll leave that with the Lord and we'll let it go. But I'm going to tell you something. It's real.
He looked like he was recording it.
And I told him, I said, he's just a kid. I mean, you're sitting there attacking a kid. All he's doing is standing there.
Y'all look like y'all touch on little kids. I know that.
Oh, okay. So here comes the attack, right? So some nasty transgender perverted person wants to accuse all of us men of doing something wicked because you're the one dressed like some sideshow circus affair. Right? Look at death in the eyes. So were those people because you got perversion in your hearts?
They think everyone's like
them. Right. Well, we're not all like you. Some of us have been saved by the grace of Almighty God and changed and made creatures of righteousness. And perversion isn't on our lips all the time. You said, Victoria said, those who need to hear it won't be sitting here listening. Actually, no, all of you need to hear it. So you understand properly how to deal with people like this when they come into your life. I'm not expecting thousands of transgenders to love this video. What I am trying to do is instruct the saints of God and show them what true evangelism is like out there in a wicked world. Right, Victoria? They're very angry. They are like losing it. Angry. But you have to understand it's the spirit that's in them. It's getting riled up. I mean, look. Look at the death in the eyes. Just death. Death.
But how old are you?
You're 15.
You're 15? Okay.
Okay, so here's the Jezebel tactic right there. Right? Here's what they say. So, let's say in a year from now, your son just happens to turn gay, like, out of nowhere. He just, it's like a gay bug bites him or something, and he just turns gay, as if that happens like that. As if they're not sick, defiling recruiters that recruit, and they're trained in that lifestyle without real biblical manhood around them, and without guidance and direction and truth and righteousness and a good relationship between their mother and father and the truth of the Word of God and the Holy Ghost of God's conviction and everything else. It just happens to happen by some gay fairy bunny that bites them or something. It's just so ridiculous. It's such nonsense from the pit of hell. Right? That's right. My wife just texted me and said something went really wrong before those people turned the way they did, and that is truth. Now, here's where they use the manipulation. Here's what they say. Well, you're not going to love your son anymore? See, what is that? I'll show you what it is. It's the same thing that... Do you know that these are still Bible times? Right? These are still Bible times. People say, oh, that stuff happened back in Bible times. No. These are still Bible times. Because they're going to say, well, you hate us. You're going to hate your son? No, I'm going to love my God. That's what I'm going to do. And there went a great multitudes with him, and he turned and said to them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, in his own life also he cannot be my disciple. Do you see what I mean? What am I saying? What I'm saying is, no, I'm going to love my God supremely. That's what I'm going to do. And by that, I'm going to teach my son what proper love is. Proper love is not me accepting his sin. Look at what it says here. Thou shalt, you know what hate is? What true hate is this right here. Leviticus 19:17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. See it? Not suffer sin upon him. See, that's hate. To suffer sin upon them. To be like, oh, I'll accept you. No, I won't. I'll never accept that sin. That doesn't mean you're not my son. That doesn't mean somebody else, my family member. It means that I'm not going to accept it. That's right, Brother Ross, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. It means that I'm not going to accept it. Jeff said, neither you nor these guys attacking you are wearing masks. Were they trying to give you COVID? I'm not sure. I don't wear masks anywhere except when I have to. When people absolutely force me to. I don't worry about it. I'm here as long as God has me here.
He looks like an
No, listen to me.
So, and then he's gay right now listening. And hearing...
See what they're saying? Oh, and he's gay right now listening, and then he's going to... Then something bad's going to... Really? Because you, like, dream this up. You know what the Bible calls you? A filthy dreamer. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Filthy dreamers. You know why? Probably because they got perverted thoughts about that young man. I'm just telling you. Anybody that says something like that, that's already in their heart. That's who they are.
What you're saying, now he's feeling bad in his head because your son is gay. Huh?
Wait, watch. Watch what he says. I was surprised. My son doesn't usually talk out there on the street a whole lot, I mean, that much, but watch what he says here.
Listen to me.
So, and then he's gay right now listening and hearing what you're saying. Now he's feeling bad in his head because your son is gay. Huh?
Serve my dad right.
You sit at consent.
So you tell me as an ignorant boy.
Just go.
Right. So now he's an ignorant boy, right? Why? Why? I'm not making fun of him. I'm telling the truth about him. Tracy Carter, if you can't handle it, then you ought to skippy-doo-dah down the road, too. That's just, I'm not making fun of them. I mean, if you haven't noticed, I'm not the one making fun of them. They're the one making fun of my son, and I haven't even responded to them in any angry way or anything like that. You know what gets me? Is Christians that come on and want to criticize somebody doing gospel work. That's what baffles me to no end. Well, I like the way I'm doing it more than the way you're not doing it. Anyway. And who says we don't give them a lot of prayer? Because we uncover the unfruitful works of darkness and we deal with it? Then we're not praying? Okay. So, what I'm saying here is this. I'm not making fun of anybody. I don't know why you keep saying that. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, it's true. I'm not speaking like some female... I'm speaking like a bold man, which you may not be used to. But don't blame me for that. Don't blame me because you're not used to bold men speaking straightforward and talking like a man. I mean, I'm not going to, like, go cower in the corner. I was very kind to them, and I'm being very kind to them right now. So, here's the point. So here's the thing. You mean some of these guys on this chat are talking like men? I'm sorry, ladies, but that's how men talk. Men talk like men. They don't talk like little schoolgirls. They just don't. That's not who they are. Anyway, so. And I'm not condoning everything that's being said. So, here's the thing. They attack him. He says, well, it'd serve me right if my dad disowned me because it would be wrong. And they said, you're just some ignorant boy. What do you know? Right, sure.
Just leave him alone. He doesn't have anything to do with you.
Okay, but listen. So you want to go and set your son to be turned gay?
What, you have to explain to me what you mean by accepted.
Okay, so one of
the way his life is.
The way how he
lives.
The way how he wants to live. The way he wants to.
Let him live his life how he wants to live it. Yeah, I don't see that one in the scriptures. I don't think anywhere in the Bible it says that I'm supposed to let my son live my life or let him live his life the way he wants to. Where does it say that? What does the Bible say about letting them live their own? No, it says train up a child. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Right? Here's another one for you. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. I know, Katie Porter. It's just, it's insane, isn't it? It's just insane. Okay. So anyway. What else does the Bible tell us about the young man? It's in Proverbs. Show you this here. Here it is right here. The fear of the Lord is, actually, let's back up. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels to understand the proverb and the interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Look at this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. We are to give them discretion. We are to give them discretion. Children don't come out of the womb with discretion. They don't. Right? By the way, Josh Lucas is another fake. It's really weird that Luke James guy or whatever, he always comes on here. And he's infatuated with my children. And I think it's very strange. He asks me questions about my children, which leads me to believe that he seriously has some deep mental issues. But I'll just tell him, God is my shield and my exceeding great reward. Number one. Number two. I'll warn you very clearly, I am not hard to find, partner. I am so easy to find. Just so you understand that. I'm extremely easy to find if you want to find me. I don't want to fight you, but I'm telling you, I'm out in the open more than anybody you can ever imagine. And I'm not a bit afraid of you. Okay, so the issue is, I know, Carl, that guy's a perv. I could have somebody trace his IP address and figure out who he is, but I'm guessing it's probably going to lead back to those two weird charismatic guys that make videos about me and put my face on Spurgeon's and talk like tough guys. It's probably who it is. But we won't worry about that. They have the same spirit as them. And that is why they're on here, opposing it. Isn't that right? But we know that. And I just rejoice in the Lord that I just keep going serving God.
Whatever he decided.
No, I would reject it.
I told them. They said this. Well, you wouldn't accept your son's lifestyle if he did that? No. I would reject it.
But that doesn't mean I hate him. But that doesn't mean I hate him.
Okay, regardless of God. Okay, so God. Okay, so you love God. But your son, this is your son. You love God, and you should love them equally.
See that? You love God, but this is your son. Yeah, I know. And what's God's order? Just like it is for my wife or anybody else. God's order is for me to love my God. And my friend, Jesus said it because it'll be tested. It'll be tested. See? It'll be tested. Your love for God will be tested. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that. It'll always be tested. And it'll be tested with the people you love. Zip freer. We won't disagree about that. I can guarantee you that. That's sod pride, Nate Gross. That's why they speak so confidently about things that they've never experienced.
But basically what you're saying is that even though he turns gay and he wants to experience his life with another man and he gets married to another man, you're not going to get that blessing to them to marry
and you're going
to
have your son.
No, that is.
How in the world could I give a blessing for my son to marry a man when that's not even marriage? The Bible defines what marriage is. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Do you see how mixed up these people are?
Bible. Whole life. You gonna have your
and he lived one life, and then when he turned out dead...
You keep yelling at me. I'm just talking.
See what I said to him? You keep yelling at me. I'm just talking to you. I'm not yelling.
That's why you will have your son end up cutting himself in an adult overdose of because they're not accepting from what he did.
Okay, so here's what they say. Okay? Well, your son's going to cut himself and they're going to overdose.
They're talking about their lifestyle.
Right? Yeah, they're describing their own life. You're going to cut... What if they cut themselves and they do this and they do that? Well, the Bible says cutting yourself like that is demonic. Says don't cut yourself, right? But what are they saying? What they're saying is that it's your fault, but it's not the person's fault that's committing the sin that's against God, right? Do you see what I mean? It's not their fault for sinning and they wrecked their lives. Sin wrecks your life. And you can blame anybody else for sin if you want to. You can blame not being raised by your mom and dad or being hurt when you were a child or any of those things. But at the end of the day, you're going to answer to God. Your mommy and daddy aren't going to be at the white throne judgment or the judgment seat of Christ for you. You are going to stand alone before a thrice holy God, and you better be right with him. That's all I can tell you. You better have trusted Christ as your Savior, and you better be following the Lord, because you're going to stand before God by yourself. There's nobody else you're going to be able to blame for your sin.
Not for what you believe in.
You want your dead or your son alive and dead?
Well,
which one would you have rather
well,
have?
Those are hypothetical. No.
See, oh, now here comes the emotional twisting of manipulation. Would you want your son dead, or would you rather have him alive and gay? Well, I'd rather see him be dead and in heaven than be alive and be a queer. That's what I'll tell you. I'd rather see him in heaven than see him live wickedly down here on this earth. I can tell you the truth of that. It would break my heart that he was gone, but I would love to see him in heaven and not down here and breaking my heart and sinning against God.
I wouldn't want that. Those are hypothetical questions.
It's not going to happen because it happens every day.
I know it does.
Wow. You know what's crazy? There's 120 people on this, Luke.
So it happens every day.
It's real life. I know.
Especially
I'm not going to raise my voice at you. I respect you. I'm not going to raise my voice at you. Okay?
That's where it happens the most.
I'm not.
Right. And then little do you know, most people that grow up in a Christian
reality. Like, if y'all don't come down here and talk about God,
they can't stop talking over themselves. They can't. They can't, like, be peaceful. They can't have a conversation. You know what I mean?
Y'all don't need to list whisperers. Y'all, this is hypocritical of y'all, because y'all know y'all don't follow that. Y'all don't follow that every single day. Y'all slip up. Y'all pray for y'all sin. So don't act like everybody don't got sin. Don't. Why you got this right here? If you talk about God, you should go ahead and talk about God. Why are you saying this?
Look, you can talk about God all you want to, but just quit mentioning sin. Don't talk about sins. See, they don't want you to talk about sin. Right? They don't want you to talk about sin. Well, if you talk about God, the first thing you talk about is God's holiness, God's righteousness, God's wrath, God's law.
I'm sorry, I just have to kind of watch. We don't want any fights. We're just trying to preach the word. That's all we're doing.
If we didn't have a fight, we would have been too far.
No, I know.
We're trying to talk some sense into you hoes.
We're trying to talk some sense into you hoes. We don't want to fight. If we want to fight, we've been done take off. Now, see, what they don't understand is that I don't want to fight because it would dishonor the Lord. It isn't because I'm afraid to fight. It's because I want to obey the Lord. I mean, there's like 6 full-grown men standing there with the tranny train there. I mean, we're not exactly afraid. But we know that we're not going to resort to their violent techniques, because we're not there to do that. We're there to preach the word to them. We're there to see them get saved. We're there to inform them of the truth. I said, I'm not a hoe. Look, I ain't no hoe.
I'm out here every other day.
Come on, I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't call you anything.
Shit, I won't give a
I know, but I respect. I'm trying to be respectful.
Let me say it like this.
I'm trying to be respectful, though.
This is your son, and she's gay now.
Okay.
She likes men.
Okay.
You ain't going to accept her in your home?
I would not accept that lifestyle. Because
okay.
God tells me not to. That's
okay.
Why. So I'm following the Bible. That doesn't mean I hate you.
I understand that you are.
Right? See, here's the thing. Like I said, it doesn't mean that I hate you. I didn't say I hate you. You're just wrong. Yeah, these are both guys. No, that's a girl. This is a girl. That's a guy. This is a girl.
I don't hate you.
The Bible has a good life, but not everything in the Bible is going to have you a good.
So how is you not accepting your son not hateful to your son?
Right.
Because I don't hate him.
You're not going to hate him, but you're not going to accept his lifestyle.
Well, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Okay. Let me ask you a question. If I thought something is right and wrong, okay? Let's go right and wrong. If somebody was a murderer, okay? Am I supposed to accept a murderer's life?
No.
I'm giving you an example. I'm not calling anybody a murderer. I'm just using an example.
I know. You're not supposed to accept a murderer's life, but that's different from your...
See? No, this one on the right is a girl, or is a boy. This is a girl. That's what they like. Confusion.
Okay, so
if your son was a murderer, what would you say to him?
What are you going to say to him? You're going to, like...
Would you tell me it's wrong?
Murder somebody. It's wrong. You're going to tell him it's wrong, but you still love your son.
I agree.
You're still going to love your son regardless of all that.
I agree, and I would still love my son.
If your son got caught stealing, you still going to love your son.
Right. But I'm not going to accept his stealing.
If your son came home drunk, you still going to love your son.
I agree, but what am I not going to do? I'm not going to accept the drunkenness.
If you had your son watching porn...
That's my point. My point is, it's sin that I don't accept. It's not the person I don't accept. It's the sin I don't accept.
But everybody sins every day, each day. The thought that's running through your mind, you might have just stopped them the whole time we're talking, which was a sin.
I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but your son looks like he's on drugs to do some stuff.
Right. So now she's accusing my son that he's going to grow up and do some bad stuff. I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but because he's a white blonde kid, he's gonna do some bad stuff.
Racially profiling?
Right. Could you imagine if I said the same thing to her?
Okay. No, you never know. You don't know until it happens.
Yeah.
I like this 20-year-old kid telling me I'm 43 years old. I'll be 44 this month, and I'm not that old. But I'm just I'm saying, you know, I'm 44 years old almost, and this person. This person is accusing me or telling me that, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Listen, you don't know till it happens and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah,
Everybody, I
know. I'm 43. I know. I've been around a little while.
Okay, so everybody takes their course. You look like you smoke cigarettes.
I used to.
Okay.
I used to smoke a lot. And I used to smoke pot. And I used to do a lot of drugs. And I used to do a lot of things.
Right.
But I don't now.
So you basically say your son can't do the same thing because him as a kid has grown up. Oh, wait, more. So listen.
God isn't the author of confusion.
So this dude right here, this one, runs over there and looks at the nails of some woman and says, "Oh, I just love your nails." I'm not kidding you. That's what happened there.
I got a question though.
Okay.
I'm trying to put this in your head so you
okay.
I'm going to try to put this in your head and see if I can put that in there so I can implant that into your brain so you be understanding that. And I'm like, you know what? You're not going to change my mind according to what the scriptures say.
Okay, so if your son goes to the store and it was something very slow, he didn't get caught, no nothing. You tell me you're not gonna accept him as your son just because he stole?
I didn't say I wouldn't accept him as my son.
So we're talking about lovers of pleasure.
Lovers of pleasure means lovers of sinful pleasure, not like anything you like to do or whatever.
Okay, but
what God says is sinful.
It's going to be nobody's choice to who be with who.
But we didn't invent this. Okay, we put it on paper or on, you know, on this. But we're preaching what God's word says.
Okay,
do you understand the difference?
I believe, you know, there's different type of Bibles, right?
Yeah.
There's always a new Bible that's coming.
So here she's going to educate me on how, you see all the different ways that she's trying to come at me to get me to accept what she's saying? That, oh, well, you know, there's a lot of different Bibles.
I agree.
That's always in the first Bible.
That's true.
Exactly. So you tell me you're going to believe what's in the first Bible when we're having
yes.
In the past?
Because I know that God's word is true.
Okay, so I'm telling you right now, if I'm a publisher, not come out with a Bible, that's saying all lovers of each another can be with each other. You tell me you're going to go buy that Bible?
No, I wouldn't believe that because I know what God's word says.
But that's the Bible.
It doesn't mean it's God's word. There are many Bibles out there, but they're not all God's
right?
word.
So right now, that Bible don't even look like this actual God Bible. There's multiple different.
But the way that Bible was translated was a correct way.
How would you know that?
Because I've read up on it.
Just because you read up on it, you're not supposed to believe everything you read.
Of course not. You're supposed to research it, and I've done that.
So if I say in a book, in the Bible, Jesus jumped off the building and landed right here, right now, you going to believe that? Knowing damn well that's not how he died?
No, because I know what the Bible says.
You don't believe everything you read.
Because I know what the Bible says.
But that's not what the actual Bible says, because nobody actually has the Bible that's been written.
Well, we have a lot of manuscripts that are very old.
But is it the actual one that's been written by God before he even passed? He wasn't even alive before God. You wasn't even thought of or made of.
You're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
So you're just going off of somebody else's words.
That has been proven to be true over time.
Right.
And it's the right discerner.
Somebody else's words, why continue to not accept your son or anybody around you that's committing sin?
Well, just because I don't agree with you. But see, here's the
thing.
Listen, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, what I'm saying, okay? Is that just, I think you're confusing, like.
Reality.
No, except
reality. Reality. No. Reality is God's word. What's not reality is the fairy tales she's trying to tell me here.
No, accepting with agreeing with, or agreeing with and accepting with hating. I don't hate you because I disagree with you. I think you're wrong. I mean, that position we're talking about. I think that position is wrong, and I think God says it's wrong, but I don't hate you for it. And I don't want anything, and I don't...
Why do you think that...
Because God's word says. That's
why. Why do you think she is wrong? This is a man.
Okay.
Why do you think she is wrong? Because we call her she because she wants to be a woman.
I realize that, but because of what God's word says. But I don't hate you for it.
So just because if God says, if you wear hats on your head, that's wrong, and the Jews do it?
Well, it doesn't say that, but I... Uh-oh, they're fighting. Over there.
So here we go. Remember the guy that said he was going to beat me down? Well, remember her boyfriend that's dressed like a girl? Well, they're going to get into a fight over here, and you're about to see it. Okay? And this is what happened. Remember, that guy was going to beat me down. We've been the calm ones through this entire thing. They've been yelling, and their devils are getting stirred up, and all kinds of stuff's going down. We've been calm the whole time. Here it comes.
That's how they play. We do that.
God has knocked him out.
Get us to the Bible.
See that down there? They're going at it right there.
Well, it doesn't say that, but I... Uh-oh, they're fighting over there.
Uh-oh.
See that? This is when they go at it. We do that all the time. That's how they play. Whoa, I don't want to play like that with anybody. Slugging each other in the face, knocking them down.
Being born again, you know what I'm
saying? Are you sure?
There will be many that say to me on that day being judgment day.
Now, this guy right here, just so you remember, this guy got in my face. This guy got in my face. And said he was going to beat me down. And then this other tranny, I guess that guy touched that other tranny. The drunk guy did that was going to beat me up that walked away earlier.
You know what I'm saying? Are you sure?
There will be many.
See, that thing is swinging on him. Them demons got mad.
Say to me on that day being judgment day, there's going to be many. They're going to say, Lord, Lord. They're going to believe they're children of God. They're going to say, Lord, didn't we prophesy and cast out demons and do many great works in thy name?
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
All I said was...
Look. There's the gang of trannies. There's him following.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
I shouldn't have gave that guy that banner either. But I don't know what else I was supposed to do.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. You were smart to give it to him. Let him have it. You were smart.
Look, Andrew's saying, and the way of peace have they not known? And they're sitting here fighting like crazy. No, they're not playing. It's legit.
I said I would be right for my dad to disown me.
Alright, go over there. Go over there by him.
Because they have no fear of God before their eyes. No fear. Now we know that what things who are under the law say,
them who are
under the law. And every mouth stops. And all the world may be judged before God.
I took out my cell phone. That's why that one ran off.
He's telling the Pope.
I knew that's what they would say.
Yes.
Stop on Pride Month. What do y'all do? What do y'all do? I just got that question.
Hand out gospel tracts, Pride event, and preach the Bible.
Why? Why?
Because we care about people's souls. We don't hate nobody.
That's not what they want to do. They want to.
I know, but we don't hate nobody.
They want to be the same gender as they are.
Right, but we don't hate them. We don't hate anybody. We don't want to fight people. We don't hate nobody.
Here he's back again.
Through the redemption that is in Christ.
Okay, I got a question for you. You see that?
I think they're gonna fight again.
That's what I ran out. You should have been.
Jesus raised his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed to the forbearance of God.
To declare, I say, at this time, this righteousness that he might be just and a justifier of him which believeth in Christ. For all have sinned and come short.
Remember, this guy was going to knock me out. This guy was going to knock me out, and this guy went after him. Not because of me, but because of their devils.
God is not mocked.
Look what Andrew is saying right here. God is not mocked.
Many will mock Christ. Many will mock the truth, but God is not mocked.
Let's tell Peter not to film them fighting.
We will give an account for our actions before Christ.
Yeah.
As we stand before God one day, we will. Will your sins be covered by the grace of God and you receive Christ? Or are you going to be guilty of that sin of this lifetime?
There has been something against us. We don't want to antagonize, right?
Like, I'm the only one that's actually trying to talk to you instead of, like, detesting what you're saying. I'm actually trying to have a conversation, so, like...
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no
thank
problem.
You.
I'm like, yeah. So, it's like, it's hard for us.
She's saying... that they're always attacked because of the Bible and Christianity. I said, you're not attacked, and violence isn't perpetrated against you because of the Bible and Christianity.
No, we don't agree with violence.
No,
but see, here's the thing. We don't agree with violence, but look what they're doing to each other. See that? That's what they call love.
In the Bible that we shouldn't look even pedophiles, homosexuals, they're going to hell. So it's like,
well,
like I'm saying that it's like, it's
right, but we don't.
So we should get it out of here ASAP.
But
that's
we don't want
people see it.
But I know, but we don't want anybody to be hurt.
I mean, it still happens. There has to be laws put in place to protect us. Like it shouldn't even have to get to.
Well, no one should harm you.
Like,
we don't agree with that.
It happens.
But men's hearts are wicked. You know what I mean?
Look at men murdering your own. Children in the mother's womb. They're murderers.
We're just a mouthpiece. We're a mouthpiece here today to share the gospel and spread the truth. Many are deceived.
I think that's probably good. I think we should go. Yeah.
They go fighting again.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to drag.
I know. Just stay away.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
Huh? You need to get out of here. All right. You're fine.
See, I knew it was our opportunity to
you
get out.
You didn't do anything wrong.
People
just pick on you because you're my kid.
I don't really care.
So the preaching stopped and...
She was just...
Everything was...
Did you see that right there? That was Mace.
People just pick on you because you're my kid.
Right there.
I don't really care.
So the preaching stopped and...
She was just...
Everything went away.
Oh, Mace! I'm telling you something. Here's the thing about that, what I want you to understand here. Now, that guy set out to hurt me. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to hurt me. He wanted to fight me. He wanted to hurt me. And he threatened me like 3 or 4 times. But what happened? God turned it back on their own head. Their own confusion. They chased each other off. They fought with each other. That guy that threatened me. That guy that threatened me ended up getting beat down himself. The very thing he said he was going to do to me, God turned it around on him. He got it. He got beat down. He got knocked out. He got knocked down. That's what God does. That's how God operates sometimes. Look, see him?
Oh, they maced him.
Huh?
They maced him.
Who?
Him.
He got beat down and he got maced. That's what happened. Yeah, they maced him. They pepper sprayed him. I didn't lift a finger on him. I never threatened him. Never threatened him. Or anything the like. But that's what God did. See, God has a way of taking care of these people.
They maced him.
Who did?
Oh, the girl did?
Yeah.
You don't like that, do you?
Well, she already beat him off.
He, it was, I didn't know that was a she. Or he, whatever. I don't know. Anyway. So, there you go. That's what happened. Now, see, their version of love is way different than what we believe and the scriptures teach. Their version of love is not God's version. God says to love him supremely, to follow him. Their love is antichrist love. You don't... If you invert those two commands... You're guilty of idolatry. If you love your wife or your children or your family more than you do God, Jesus said you cannot be my disciple. That's the difference. Right? That's like the major difference. In the love. You know, people will always try to get you, your friends, your family, whoever. They will attempt, especially new Christians when they first get saved, their family members will attempt to talk them in and to make them feel bad that they're to love them or a spouse or anything else, they're to love them more than they do God. You mark it down, friend. Jesus said it would happen. That's an antichrist love. It's not the love of the Bible. It's not the love that we've been taught. It's not scriptural love. That's not what it is.
Praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. God. break me, mend me, mold me, and fill me, Spirit of the living God. For thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Amen. All right, well. Hope you learned some things in there. You know, I hope it made some sense to you. And you understand the real battle that we face out there as we preach the Word of God in the open air, bring the truth to people, and the opposition that is there while we do it. It's very real. The opposition is real to the truth, to the gospel. It is hated. All right? It is hated. So we'll be back on Wednesday, Lord willing, same time, 2 to 4 p.m. Central. If you haven't subscribed yet, you can. We have some new listeners, I'm sure, on here. There was like 130 people on here today. So I'm sure we have some new listeners. If you want to support our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com if you'd like to support the ministry here. Or you can, you know, send something to us. Here's our sermon audio page, where you will have thousands of sermons that you can listen to. Some of them are not on YouTube yet. Anyway, nevertheless, they are there, and the Lord has many opportunities for you to hear the truth with all this. Now, new sermons on YouTube, Baptist History 101, Second Century Doctrine is on there. The Wounded Servant's Heart. I preached that yesterday. Yesterday morning, The Wounded Servant's Heart. You ought to listen to that one. You know, it will help you, I believe. I believe it will. Let's see. Understand what messages the scriptures are telling us. Follow that as well. Okay. Here's another troll again. The same person asking me about my kids again, which is really weird. I think the video Bill Cathy, alias Luke somebody, alias whoever you are, I think the video answers what I would do. I think it's very clear what I would do. I don't think anybody really wonders except somebody that's really obsessed and strange. But anyway, we won't worry about that. But anyway, so lots of new material on there for you. The Wounded Servant's Heart. If you have not listened to Delilah Got Samson When Sheep Marry Goats, you ought to listen to that sermon. You really should. I think that sermon would help you a lot. I think that it would, and I think you ought to listen to it. That's for people that are not married, and Yeah. So anyway, some person told me, we'll read some comments here. I'm fine with that. Christina Holza something says, your approach is not right. Your rage is the wrong approach. Really? Because when I see that video, I'm not the one raging in that video. I'm the one talking calm for 20 minutes. I didn't raise my voice one time in that video. That's a strange way to look at things. Oh, you mean when I deal with other Christians that profess to be Christians and say they love Jesus Christ, but they hate biblical evangelism and they attack the preaching and the teaching of God's word, and I come out against them? See, that's the same thing that Jesus did. He dealt with the scribes and Pharisees and those that said that they were God's people, but hated God's message. See the difference? When I dealt with those people, I didn't rail any of those people. I was very calm with them. Very kind to them. But anyway, so as we should be. Yeah, you see that video, Carl? Preacher stop preaching on hell. Yeah, that one. And then there's other ones. We have newer ones. Where are those at? Let's see. Man, these flies are something today. Let's see. Oh, Minneapolis Metro Transit worker opposes the gospel. And then watch the one about preacher. This is from a couple years ago. About preacher's reason with the police and fight the heckler's veto. You want to listen to that one too. That's right, Ross Duncan. We're always doing it wrong, no matter what. To those that never do anything at all, you're always going to be doing it wrong. Anyway, like the video. There's 94 people on there now, but you should like the video and get it out there in front of as many people as you possibly can so they can see the truth of what's really going on out there. You know, share it with people. Get the truth out there with people so they can really see what's happening. So they understand what's going on in their world today. It's important that people kind of understand what's up out there and how people deal with things and how the lost world really is. You know? It's actually pretty amazing when you see it. But, yeah, that cop was really a kind person, too. Yeah, he did a good job. So, anyway. All right, everybody. Well, God bless you all. Take care. And we will see you on the next broadcast, Lord willing. And we have more video that we want to put up of street preaching encounters and different things like that. And we'll get to it. But this one I wanted to do. Now, we will have this video, the separate video, uploaded. All right? So you can watch just the encounter in its full if you'd like to. Without my dialogue in there and my teaching in there on that. But anyway, you'll be able to see it on there and you can really understand how things go out there. Anyway, God bless y'all. We'll talk to you.